salvia would include the bark and the leaves, whichever. The leaves would be best, but you can also use the bark. Palo Santo, which is supposed to bring good luck, is only the bark. You carry it around in a little red cover.
Red, made of what?
Satin, silk, no matter.
But not felt or cotton or something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Anything to make your swelling go down? Like in your feet or anything like that?
For them, they would use Epsom salts.
What about you know, to make your hair grow or anything?
Manzanilla, the one for the stomach, is supposed to be very good for adding luster to your hair.
Anything to make your make you have good luck, or anything you could carry? Maybe something, maybe some things that weren't even plants.
Look over the door. They was giving those garlics over my front door. Of course, I keep my crucifix because I'm a Catholic.
Oh, I see the garlic.
But a lady gave me the garlics to keep off bad spirits, and I like her so much I wouldn't hurt her feelings by not putting them there.
So the garlics hanging here?
Yes, they're supposed to keep off all evil from entering that front door. I guess for that back door, I guess they can still enter to the back, to the other door.
Well, now, they have a red...
They're supposed to be red, and so many yards, I don't know how many yards. It's supposed to be like that.
Oh, there are four garlics hanging out here?
Whatever it is, that's the remedy.
There's five yards.
On I don't know how many yards, probably 5 yards of red ribbon.
And 5 yards. And that keeps out...
Supposed to. I've never had anyone bad come through my front door. Through my back door anyhow.
So, but they could still like come into the other door.
Did they
see all those in Mexico? I saw some strings of garlics.
They're supposed to bring good luck, even in business places. A whole lot of business places keep them too. Sometimes in a closet, but they keep them.
So you know, you're not be able to see them, just long
as
they're there.
I don't care to hide anything. I figure that if it's there, I shouldn't be ashamed. Some people hide them.
Tell me about the kind of toys you had when you were a child.
The regular horseman dolls, and we had a toy house. We had a big toy house that we could go into. A regular doll house.
Did you have some outside? You said you had a playground.
Yeah, we had swings and slides.
And did you have any of those things that would be a board?
Seesaw. Except that one time one of my cousins was sliding and she got a big, what do you, splinter? They had to drive her the 40 miles to the doctor and it took an hour.
Now a seesaw, if you were out seesawing, your mother would say, she's out.
In subi baja. Subi baja would mean up and down.
So you were out doing what?
I was out riding this seesaw. Have you ever been in a seesaw when one of them drops off and leaves you up there? How you come down? It tears your very brain. We've had that experience many times.
Did you ever have something that you would spin around in?
My children had like a spinning wheel. They'd sit down in different little stools, like a merry-go-round, and grab a hold, and then they'd pump it and go around and around and around.
What would you call that?
We call it montaña, like a merry-go-round, spends the weekend there.
Were you supposed to go with them?
No, I wish I could. No, I never do.
What? Did you ever have any kind of little musical instrument you would play?
Harmonica.
You used a harmonica?
My father could play one beautifully. In fact, about a year ago, I thought I'd give him one for a gift, see if he can still play it. Have you ever been to a ranch and everything is quiet and you just hear the music of a harmonica?
It must be wonderful. It must be nice.
I even feel like crying. I can remember it so vividly.
What else would you call a harmonica?
Musica de boca.
And what about those little things that are made of steel and you pluck them?
No.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No. What we used to accompany my father was a comb and some paper.
Well, and what would you call that? Just
no. We were just being silly.
Well,
my grandmother could play guitar very, very well.
Oh, really?